Welcome back to Hour Number 2, with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hour Number 2 of Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AMA 30 KLAA. And when we went, we were talking about Alaska, and it was just wonderful beauty beyond compare. Totally different than what we're used to. And we got back. That was a six-day trip. We got back and a quick 24-hour turnaround. I took Larry Moore, Captain Larry Moore, and we headed down south. We headed to Cedros Island with Cedros Adventures, which, you know, I've always said it's world-class resort, world-class fishing for a world-class adventure. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And properly named Cedros Adventures. Mm-hmm. Adventure being in capital letters. Oh my gosh, what a trip, Sergio.
You got your personal best yellowtail?
Just shy of 39 pounds.
You got a fish you had never caught before?
I got, now it's called a yellow.
Golden spotted bass.
Golden spotted bass.
Of the same family as a pinto bass, but it's a much bigger. You got one of those. I think you caught probably one of the biggest barracudas of your life.
Oh, my. We don't know how much it weighed. Sergio's guessing 12 pounds.
At least,
we didn't get to weigh
pounds.
It, but I got to tell you, it wasn't a stovepipe. You know, we nicknamed the big one stovepipes.
Right.
No, this was a chimney.
This is a chimney. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, gigantic.
Mm-hmm. So let's go through that trip, Larry. I mean, we left the day before. We picked up everybody. We headed down to Ensenada. We stopped at the Costa Baja Hotel. They fed us breakfast.
Wonderful breakfast.
Yeah, great breakfast. And then we kind of chilled out for a little bit on the bed. We got a chance to catch up on a little bit of sleep before the plane left. We headed over to the airport, jumped on the plane, landed in Cedros, okay? And right there, getting off the plane, right in the runway, the tarmac, and you see our guys with a cooler, and we got some fresh Tecates, you know, fresh beer for us to start refreshing ourselves. So that was kind of cool.
And all the crew of Cedros Adventures, they love what they're doing. You could tell.
Yeah.
They're happy to see you. You know, they're greeting the returning people, you know, regulars that have been there before, mm-hmm. hugs and, oh, where have you been? And
yeah.
It's just like once you go there once and you're family, you know?
Exactly. So, you know, they load everything up for you. The resort is, gosh, I would say less than 5 minutes away. Everything's less than 5 minutes away. It's not like LA. 20
yeah.
minutes. It's
a
5 minutes.
Everything's fine. How far is that? 5 minutes.
Yeah. So we got to the resort. We got our rooms assigned, and we got our gear out. We started getting all our gear. We had great people on the trip. Some new faces. Some people I knew.
Sergio, back up a second.
What's that?
You get to your rooms. You pull into the Cedros Adventures, their lodge there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call it a lodge. I don't know a better name
for
it.
Yeah, resort, hotel.
Yeah. So the rooms are beautiful. The beds, and every room has an air conditioner.
I'm going to say that. You know what? It's the only, and I say in capital letters, only lodge, hotel, or resort with air conditioning in every room.
That's important down there.
Very important, especially on the weekend that we chose, which was the 4th of July weekend, and we had that storm, the Donald.
Tropical storm went on the outside.
Right,
you know,
so.
Quite a ways away from us,
we didn't
get
the weather from
it.
We didn't get any rain. We didn't get any wind from it, but we got the humidity.
Temperature and humidity.
The humidity was just horrible. And, you know, it was very nice to get into your room. And I'll be honest with you. I was actually covering up at night, okay? I had to tell Danny, not so low. It was cold, okay? So it was nice. It made the air dry.
Comfort, you know, when you're fishing,
yeah.
And you're fishing that hard for that many hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you saw a lot of the guys were getting.
The comforts when you come back in are nice.
One of the things that the resort offers is a massage service. So I actually talked to the masseuse there, and she's licensed and everything else, and she brought out her her table. And I don't know if you saw, they set up a table on the side of the cliff overlooking the water. So, I mean, you're getting a great massage for your back. Because, I mean, everything hurts after the day of fishing there, okay? And we're not as young as we used to be. And you're looking out into the ocean. She's got aroma-type therapy going on. I mean, it's like, guys, it's hard to beat, you know? It's hard to beat. You know, the food is fantastic. The fishing takes care of itself. The facilities, like you said, are very, very high upscale, in my opinion.
They are. I mean, you figure out where you're at. You're in a remote part of Baja, Mexico, and this is like an oasis in the midst of it.
I think one of the things that sets it apart, and I thought I was telling you before you had gone for your first time. I'm a regular old customer there. I mean, been there. I don't know. I think this is my 12th trip, but I was telling Larry. I said, you know what? What is very evident is that they took an American-styled resort with the amenities, with the levels of comfort that we are used to, and put it on Mexican soil. Would you agree?
Very much.
Yeah.
And they've carefully chosen their staff. You could tell these guys. I'm thinking about how to get back there right now, Sergio. Just so they're like friends now. It's like, hey, I want to go come back and visit you and go fish with you and. And everything.
It was just a wonderful, wonderful trip. And it's also so very beautiful. Okay. And I mean, it was good. It was really good. Let's see. We got people starting to call in. And I know this caller. As soon as we get him, can you cue Cliff in? I mean, that was a quick.
Is he back?
Well, Cliff was going there as we were coming back. Remember, we saw him at the airport, so I'd like to get a report from him.
If he caught a white sea bass while he was there, I don't even want to talk to him. Don't put him on.
Hey, Cliff, are you there? Good morning.
I'm listening to you on the other ear, and I didn't know you were really. Oh, it must be break time, huh?
No. You're on the air. You're on the
air. Oh, really? Oh, it's live. Hey, man, Cedros is really great. I got my personal best calico this time.
Oh, how big? Pounds. How big?
It was 7.5 pounds.
Nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah. And the biggest yellowtail was 20 kilos, about 46 pounds, I think.
20 kilos. We're going to give you the you know, Larry has figured it out. So, because when we say 20, guys, it's not 20 pounds. It's 20 kilos. Okay, so in the conversion, it is what, Larry? Larry's figuring out, Cliff.
44 pounds.
44 pounds.
44 pounds,
that's
yeah.
The same as little Michael caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught a 17 kilo, and I had a 15 kilo recovery of the belly was gone on this yellowtail.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, he was 15 kilos on the scale as was.
Very good.
17 kilos, 37.4.
All right. So, Cliff, as we were coming back from our trip, you were heading out, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was great seeing you guys at the airport and hearing about Michael's great fish he caught.
Oh, my gosh. Now, we're talking about the IGFA current record holder for yellowtail. And it's not peewee. It's called small fry.
Small fry.
And
okay.
He holds the record at 41.5. Now, I was there when he caught that fish in Cedros. And actually, the fish weighed just a little bit over 45 pounds. The problem
is. Yeah, we saw that together.
Right. That's right. You were on that trip. In fact, Ron was there too. And what we did was we brought the whole fish back because they didn't have an official IGFA certified scale, so we had to bring it back in those 3 days at Cedros, plus all the travel, plus getting it here. By that time it weighed 41.5 and it was still a small fry. IGFA he came back out, you know, with his dad Brian, and he got a 44.5, you know, and he had the
he had
the biggest fish of us all. And he also had a couple of 38s to go with it. So it was really, really good. So, you know, Cliff, you know, that way I know you're a friend, but you're also a listener, a fan, and you're also a client for Cedros Adventures. What's your take on the facilities?
Well, after I got the room you got, I had to turn the air conditioner down. I got it to 20 centigrade, whatever, and it was beautiful all the time. And, the veggies, all the food, you know, for me, it was a little too much food because I always had so much, you know, and I couldn't finish the lunch all the time.
That's a good complaint.
The food was great.
Yeah, so that's what you're saying, it's a good problem to have
food
too
coma.
Much food.
Well, you boy. I got to weigh myself. I know I put 5 or 10 pounds on it. It's terrible. But it was good food, very good food.
Okay.
And good drinks, you know. I had a good group of great. We had 4 biologists within our group.
Oh, you did? Who were 4 biologists?
4 biologists, yes. They, all biologists. Rob Fletcher, Bob Fletcher's son, was one of the biologists.
Mm, very good. Well, you also had Dart. Arena.
Yeah,
Dart is Bob Fletcher Sr., we'll call him at this point. He was the president of SAC, Sport Fishing Association of California, for many years. And I saw that he caught white sea bass.
Yes, he did. Him and his pal caught a white sea bass, and it was really nice.
It must have been
halibut, too.
Louis Zim, I would imagine. Louis was probably the one.
Yes, it was Louis.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, that was just... I mean, that's an extra bonus. I mean, you're going to the yellowtail calico capital of the world, and you pop up, like Larry, a big, huge 12-pound or so. We don't know the exact weight. Barracuda. We had bonita. Do you have any bonita on yours, on your trip?
Yes, we did. The captain kept the bonita. I didn't want a bonita, but the captain says, oh, no, I want it. I had Arturo, my captain. Very good captain, and he was very good. Bob had... Our old buddy there, Javier, and he did really good. He was a little sore from pulling on those big yellows, but he had a great time.
Okay, good. So, you know, we had on this particular trip, we had a lot of species. You guys had the white sea bass, we had the yellowtail, the calico bass. In fact, are you ready for this?
2 halibut.
How many halibut?
There's 2 halibut in the group they got. One guy kept one of the halibuts.
Okay, so were they big? I've never had a big, huge halibut at Cedros.
No, they look like maybe a 12-pounder.
Okay.
Big, you know.
And then Larry, of course, being a Southern California captain, guess what he caught a lot of? Sand bass.
Oh, you know what I did?
What?
I was out there jigging for bait, and I jigged a blizzard fish, of all things.
Yeah, we got those two.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Sergio, I caught one, and Sergio was making fun of me, and then guess what?
Yeah, we were on the Sabiki rigs.
He caught one, too.
We were on the Sabiki rigs because you know who, okay, had to fish bait for everything. Okay, I'm gonna turn him to the dark side.
Must be Mono Man.
Yes.
Mono Man.
Yeah, I got to turn him over to the dark side and start using artificials. But that is definitely going to take time.
The big yellows were on the bait.
Yeah, I understand that. But
oh, you know what? That's one thing. The bait was hard to make the first day for us. We got
hey, Cliff. Cliff.
Sand bass on the CBC.
Cliff.
But so we did.
Hold on.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
Yeah, hold on. Don't hang up. We got to go to a break. So you're in Angler Chronicles, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back and finish up with Cliff.
Radio
AM 830.
Hi, everybody. This is award-winning television producer and outdoor videographer Danny Jackson. Looking for the very best in sport fishing action, information, and education? Then your best bet is Angler Chronicles TV, seen weekly on Fox Sports West in stunning high definition. Each week, Sergio and the Angler Chronicles crew take you on an entertaining and educational fishing expedition to both salt and freshwater venues from Baja California to Alaska and throughout the Southland. Don't miss Angler Chronicles Television, 9:30 Sunday mornings and 3 p.m. Tuesdays on Fox Sports West. Visit anglerchronicles.com for details.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it. Dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the one-mile-long high-speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats, too. The new 8 million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the Sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the five shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chumbucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in four different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
I am a heroic angler. I can bait a hook with my eyes closed, cast to a spot the size of a dime, and reel in the biggest monsters of the depths. And not only do I make sure everyone on my boat wears a life jacket, I make sure we're saving water. Because every drop we save means more water for our fish. And there's nothing I wouldn't do for a fish, except kiss one. Well, there was that one time, but I don't kiss and tell.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Take Angels Radio with you everywhere you go. The AM 830 KLAA app is available now on your smartphone.
Download it from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And when we were when we went to break, we were talking to Cliff. Cliff, you still there with us?
Sure am. I wanted to let you know, making bait was a little tough on the first day. We were catching sandbass, calicos, lizard fish, everything but the mackerels. And then we started getting to mackerels. So we were low on the bait. So what we did, we had to troll a Rapala, and I got three yellows on my Rapalas.
Three yellows in the Rapala?
Yep, sure did.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we
trolled for all of about 5 minutes. Then we said, this is about as fun for us, for Larry and me, as watching grass grow. So even he said he wanted to watch soccer versus troll. And I took it personal because, oh, you know what? And I have to go on a rant right now. I feel it. Okay? For everybody out there, Argentina is in the final for the World Cup. Okay? And that's a big feat. And I'm from Argentina. I don't have big feet, but that was a big feat. It all depends how you spell it, with an E or with an A. Okay? And I just want to wish my country the best of luck. We could take on Germany. It's going to be an uphill battle. But remember, folks, the Pope is from Argentina, so maybe it'll be a miracle tomorrow, and we will win the World Cup for the third time ever in Brazil. So I needed to say that.
We got
to
get Robert to pull up that song.
Which
from the play, the Argentina song?
Yeah, we Evita? No. We don't want to get political. Okay, that's not the
thing.
Oh,
that's political?
But yeah, that's very,
I don't know.
That's very, very political. But, you know, I'm going to share something with you guys, okay? And I want you guys to really, really pay attention. Oh, you know what I did?
You muted your phone.
I muted my phone. So we're
see what happens?
Yeah, we're going to do it again. But we're gonna do it. You got to be able to hear this. It's really worth it. Now pay attention.
I have no idea what he's saying.
He's saying goal.
Oh, he's saying goal.
The whole country's going crazy.
Well, there you go. So you
the one thing about soccer is that you guys really take your sport seriously.
Oh, yeah, it's serious. It's serious. But let me get back, and I'm sorry, Cliff. I had to go on a rant that I couldn't help it. So you had some hard time making bait. We actually didn't have we had a problem making the right size bait. We had tons of bait, just smaller sizes. Yeah.
But, well, our last day, we found the mackerels, and we had big yellows. That's the day we had the big yellows.
Yeah, it's just a matter of locating it. So your fishing was good for yellowtail. You guys got calico bass. You got your personal best. Congratulations. The facilities at Cedros Adventures are top-notch. I think they're second to none on that island.
You know how they got those white sea bass?
How?
Bob Fletcher was dropping in the holes through the kelp.
Right.
That's how they white sea bass, dropping right through the hole, all the way to the bottom, and boom.
You know, it's funny. I told him, I said, if you get tired of catching calicos, I said, just let it sink all the way to the bottom. And that's how the black sea bass will come up and the white sea bass as well. Listen, I'm so glad, Cliff, you had a good time.
Oh, it was great. Fabulous time.
And I know you're a repeat customer, so
that's it.
And you'll be there again.
Next year, I'm going to plan my trip.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm glad you had a good time, and it'll be great to see you out there again. Maybe we can go together next time, okay?
Be great. Love to see you guys out there.
All right, thanks, Cliff. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Okay, bye.
All right, so there you go. Let's see. We'll get something out to Cliff. Get his address, and I hope he didn't. Oh, he hung up already. Oh, well.
He probably needs more hooks after a trip to Cedros.
Yeah, we can go ahead and get that information through Facebook, and we'll get it going. All right, so Larry, he just said everything we experienced. I mean, we had one particular time. We fished for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And on Saturday, as we were going to Punta Norte on the north side, on the lee side towards the north, we made a stop. And the reason we made a stop is, the captain who knows me, I fish there a lot, knows that I like to fish those hard baits, okay? The double treble, some people call it a smaller Rapala, but it's a different brand, and it's just a fantastic, about 6-7 inch hard bait. And so to do that, you can't go into the kelp. You got to go into the rocky area, and we started working that. And then I went to the bow, and what occurred? You casted this thing. As you're coming back, we had 4, 5, 6 yellowtail school come by and break off at the last minute, then chased by barracuda, chased by bonita, chased by bass. I mean, it was, we had all the bees going and the Y. Okay, we had bass, barracuda, bonita, but we also had yellowtail. I mean, in fact, I caught that, I think it was like 25 or 30 pound yellowtail on my bass rod on the hard bait.
And then, Sergio, the story about my biggest bass.
Oh, well, okay, that's a great one. Why don't you share the story of your biggest bass?
Okay, so the same area that he's talking about, we pulled up on a school of breaking fish, and as we get closer, you see that there's probably about 2 acres of breaking fish, and we pull up closer, and it's all calico bass.
It was calico bass?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I was like, I'd never seen anything like this before. So I'm throwing a big plastic, probably like a 7-inch rubber bait, and I hook a fish about, and I'm winding them up, and I go, Danny was filming, and I said, Danny, I got one, and it's not very big. Okay, it's like about a pound and a half calico bass.
No, it wasn't. It was about a 3-pound calico bass that you're winding up.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, and I happen to be right next to you.
Yeah.
Okay, and he brings it up to the water. Go ahead.
Almost to where I'm going to lift it in the boat, and from the depths I see this bigger, like 3 times the size calico bass charging it like a freight train. Mm. Hits my fish and knocks it under the bow of the boat where we can't see it.
No, but let me tell you what I saw. I saw your fish. Okay, I saw the other one come up. And then what happened is he literally came out of the water. Okay, didn't jump out.
You had a different angle than I did.
Right, so I could see his head. I could see his eyes and his back fin was outside the water, made a huge splash, almost boiled on the fish you already had. And then we just looked at each other, oh, how cool that was, thinking that was it. Well, no, folks, that wasn't it. What he did in that moment, we're just looking at each other, and all of a sudden his rod just loads up again. He had knocked the smaller fish
out. Started pulling drag.
No way.
Got hooked. He hooked him. So he knocked the smaller fish off, got hooked, and went for a run and started taking drag.
And that was my biggest calico bass.
Yeah, so I think we weighed it at exactly 6.6 pounds. So, I mean, a 6 pound, that's a nice fish by local standards for sure.
And Danny Jackson did have the GoPro.
We had the GoPro on. I'm hoping
we don't know if it's on film yet.
If we can see the knockout, we'll call it the knockout.
If that is on film, that is going to be incredible.
Yeah. And the other thing is, what I, in that same area, and I tell you that those 2 or 3 hours we spent right there, okay, was unbelievable. I got on top of on the bow of the boat, on the top shelf there. So I have almost like a bird's eye view from up there. At that point, I'm almost as tall as Larry. Okay. And I cast out this hard bait. Okay. And, you know, you catch your fish. Well, at some point, we see these yellowtail. And it was a boil, maybe 15 feet of 20 feet from us. It wasn't very far at all. Just a boil. Okay. And Danny goes, oh, grab a jig. Well, all I had in my hand was my bass rod. We were looking at they seemed that they were smaller yellowtail. And I cast it just maybe 5 feet past it. I came across, and I actually got a chance to see my bait get boiled on by a 25-pound yellowtail and take me for a ride. With the bass rod, take me for a ride. It was
shooting elephants with BB guns again.
Yeah, but it's fun. Fun. It's fun when the elephant goes down. Okay, so it was a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. We got great footage. We got a chance to drive in the car and go to the different fish camps, and we flew the drone, and it was just wonderful stuff. And we got a lot of good stuff coming to you in the near future.
We got a little tour of the interior and some of the beaches where you know not many people go. Ended up at a little lobster camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we had some really really good stuff. So. That was Cedrus, okay? And on the return, we actually sang with mariachis, okay? I couldn't help myself and got up and sang mariachi music in Ensenada. Did you like the restaurant?
Oh, yeah. It, you know what? The traveling was an adventure in itself. Cedros Adventures has a driver who's a regular, the Rooster.
The Rooster.
Uh-huh. And he keeps you entertained the whole drive, you know, even if you're in traffic, he's just entertaining.
Yep.
You know, the food on the way down, you stop and get breakfast, and then...
On the way back, we have lunch.
Yeah, lunch on the way back, and this is all included.
Oh, yeah, everything's all inclusive. Turnkey. Yeah, the only thing that's not included, I think, on these trips is your alcohol, your tips. You know, obviously you want to tip the staff, the crew, and the captain, and any excess baggage, you know. Because, and you know, let's face it, guys, we're fishermen. We take a lot. We have a tendency to take a lot of tackle, mm-hmm. and it adds up. Plastic seems light when you're holding one, but it's not very light when you're holding a whole bunch. All right, we got to take another break on Angler Chronicles, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of that offshore tuna we just came back from. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room. The first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha High-Low, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-Card High-Low. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. Three-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine-shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to four hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus steak and eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Good morning, this is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balboa Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
There's more red coming to Angels Radio.
Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown.
It's 49ers football on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We're coming to you live from Angels Stadium. And now let's go back to our very good friend, Sergio.
That enthusiasm. Guys, what do you think? I mean, it's wonderful to be your age. It was a wonderful time. Larry, I mean, you must have been that age when, let me see if I do this math correctly.
The dinosaurs?
No.
By the way, I'm not the oldest one in the room.
What's that?
I'm not the oldest one in the room.
Oh, you're don't the point out Ron like that.
You're the oldest looking one. Okay. I mean, you're from the, when you were 20, you were probably hanging out with the pharaohs, right?
Yeah.
You were building some pyramids. Anyway, let's get back to this. We talked about Cedrus, and somebody pointed out, you know, how do you get to Cedrus? We forgot to give them that address. So it's cedrusadventures.com, okay? Or I believe their phone number is 619-772-7570. Give them a call. It is a bucket list type thing. And I'll tell you this. If you do the comparisons, it's not any more expensive than a long-range trip to the area.
Sergio, I want to point something out because I've been to the island, I think about a dozen times via long-range boat,
mm-hmm.
and it's wonderful. You know, the long-range boat, San Diego, great experience. Not the same.
Right. It's we're not saying one's better than the other. It's just
they're
different.
Just so different. And you know, to experience each one, it's just completely different. I can speak from experience now. Fishing that island in the Pongas and
opens up a new dimension.
Having your feet on land every evening and
in a real bed, just, a real shower.
Yeah.
And it's all inclusive, right? They pick you up from the start.
Everything is inclusive. Like I said, call these guys up. Check out their website at cedrusadventures.com. Or I believe it's 619-772-7570. Give these guys a call. Check it out on the website. And you'll see we just had a phenomenal trip. You know, you can tell we've been out for 2 weeks. And I'm almost losing my voice. So the other thing is you will be able to see this in approximately a month and a half. It'll be on Fox Sports West. We'll get that up and running.
Okay. Can't wait.
So having said that, let's move on to the third part of the trip, a third part of our expeditions, okay? And we headed out with Captain Rick Scott on the Ocean Odyssey. So, Ron, why don't you start us off with that one?
Well, it was just a fabulous trip, guys. We, you know, got out of San Diego early at 7 p.m., went overnight. Got there quite early because the fish are really local. We were, 70 miles out?
Well, yeah, that was a funny thing. The fish were only 50 miles away, which was really cool because, I mean, we really got a lot of fishing time in, and then we had to take a 2.5-hour break, and we'll talk about that too. But we really had the fish are close. You know, we talked about them catching them off Dana Wharf. Well, there's fish from there all the way south. So you're right. It was only 50 miles. We were ready to go at 5:30 in the morning. I think we started trolling at 5:30. But the fishing began the night before. You know, one of the things that we do now when we go out with Rick, I mean, as soon as he pulls up to load bait, we got our rods out and we're catching bass. Jimmy caught some really nice, really, really nice sand bass, okay? I mean, you know, 14, 15 inchers, you know, right there by the bait receivers in San Diego. It's just fantastic. So, and all, you'll be happy. I did all of mine on plastic, not like some people who use bait. You know who I'm, tell them who I'm pointing at.
Mono Man,
Captain Larry Mono Man.
Bait Man.
So, I mean, you know, he was catching them on the bait, and Ron and I and a few others were catching them on our plastics, so that was fun. So it started with some bass, and then we got going about 5 o'clock in the morning. The majority of the fish were trollfish.
Were trollfish, and you know what? I never seen anything like it myself. I've been trolling a lot, which, you know, like you, I'd rather watch paint dry. But we'd hook up two or three on the troll and get them off, catch a few fly lining, throw in the anchovy, and then we'd start trolling again, and boom, right back off. We wouldn't even move 50 to 100 yards.
Yeah, it was really good. So your experience, Larry?
Well, I was just going to point out something that during the time when the tuna come, there are periods of time when there's more jig fish than bait fish.
Right.
And I would say that the Ocean Odyssey, probably some of the other boats too, but they've adapted to this fact that right now there's a lot of trolling fish.
Exactly.
And they had, typically there's like, 5 rods trolling. They squeezed in another 2 rods just to keep everybody on the boat busy. And sometimes, typically we had 2 or 3 trolling fish hooked up when we hooked up. Sometimes we would have as many as 5 hooked up. And that kept everybody busy.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got somebody on the line. I'm getting Robert's telling me. This is George. He went out with us on this particular school. Good morning, George.
Good morning, fellas.
What did you think? What was your impression?
It was a great trip. Those guys worked their butts off, man. It was a great crew. Man, the food was fantastic, too. You know, you're not going to go hungry on that boat.
No. We had pizzas. All the pizzas
homemade
you wanted.
Pizzas,
yeah, homemade pizza.
Yeah. Remember that steak dinner that we had at the end of the night?
Yeah, the steak dinner, yeah. And then he prepared the sushi.
Yeah, the sashimi.
The sashimi and the sushi. Wow.
Yeah, it was a great trip. Hey, by the way, my father-in-law, Rick, says hello, boys.
Oh, there, Rick. Yeah, I remember Rick. Okay, he was all excited.
Oh, now, okay, now I know who we're talking to.
Yeah, this is Jorge. Yeah.
You know, the Bronco.
Come on, Larry.
The Bronco fan.
I'm sorry. I was thinking, George, okay, who is this?
Yeah. How did you end up doing that day, George?
I got 4 yellowfin and 1 yellowtail.
Very nice. Very, very
so
nice.
It was good. I got home, cleaned them all real well. You know, and vacuum seal them, so they're going to be good for at least 6 months to a year.
Oh yeah, no, we had a really, really good trip.
6 months to a year, George. I ate half of mine already.
Mine is half gone as well.
Well, I'm going to give a bunch of away to friends and family.
I'm your friend.
Well, we had a really good turnout. George, I'm glad you came out. I know this was Rick's first time fishing for tuna, right?
I've taken them out on like overnights and stuff, but just to the island, like Catalina mostly.
Right.
But this was his first like yellowfin.
Yeah, and we got him on.
Very excited.
And we got him on. He caught some fish.
Absolutely.
And an extra special thing about that is that he was visiting from Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, drove all the way down, and we had planned this trip when your trip list came out, and I said, "Hey, we got to get on this boat." He said, "Okay." We booked it about a month and a half before that, or maybe 2 months, and he drove down, and we, you know, all the way from Colorado to get on this trip.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the ocean honestly is a great platform. I mean, it's really easy to fish. It has great bait capacity. Awesome crew and captain. I mean, you can't beat that. Dave does a phenomenal job in the galley. I mean, we had food all the time, George, didn't we? You know,
absolutely.
That's very important to me, you know. And one great thing that we have now is that the Ocean Odyssey has satellite TV. And thank God for that satellite TV, because you and I got to enjoy Argentina's win over Holland, okay? Yeah, the Netherlands, okay? So that was a big plus. Of course, I couldn't watch the penalty shots. I had to walk outside, but it was all good. It was all good.
It was a great trip, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great trip. I'm glad. Were the seminars helpful? The instruction, having us?
You know what? He was just telling me this morning, we were having a cup of coffee, and he was saying, you know what? Most of these, when you get on these trips, you know, these deckhands are so busy, they don't have time to help you up so much, but he said this was great for him because he can learn and absorb from you guys, and so he had a good time.
Great, great, and that's what the Owner Hooks are, schools are all about. It's about you have your deckhands, okay, and they're great for the gaffing and stuff, but you have instructors that we put on the boat. We will give you a seminar before you go fishing, and we're there while you're fishing, and we'll hook in hand too. You know, here's the thing. I mean, I always say you got to get the stink off, okay? And so, it happens to everybody, you know? You just can't get bit. And it's like, you know, just take this one. They get that one, all of a sudden they're wide open. George, hey, thanks for calling in.
All right, brother.
Stay on the line. We'll get something out to you. Hope to see you again real soon, okay, George?
Sounds good, brother.
All right, you're on Angler Chronicles, Angels Radio, AM830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner cutting point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro Staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
Come
come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County.
On Target.
Certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat,
Springfield, Six Hour, CZ,
Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta.
20 lanes open 7 days a week.
Serving Orange County for 18 years.
Conveniently located off the 5 Freeway in Laguna Niguel.
Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety.
All NRA certified instructors.
Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target.
For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com.
Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
I am a heroic angler. Everyone on my boat wears a life jacket and hooks their own bait, especially the squishy stuff.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The 49ers play here this year.
The give is to Gore. Frank picking his way right side, driving in. Touchdown, 49ers.
AM 830, KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we've been having a lot of fun discussing what we've been doing for the last 2 weeks. Well, we're back, we're live, and we're going to be live for quite a bit. So, talking about live, one of my favorite places to go when we stocked up for Alaska, when we stocked up for Cedrus, and also for our long-range trip on the Ocean Odyssey, and the trip that's coming up on the Clemente, okay, is to go to my local Turner's. So, Ron, tell me what's going on at Turner's.
Well, you're right. You know, with all the fishing we've done here recently, we need to go by Turner's, Southern California's number one fishing, hunting, and shooting sports retailer since 1971. They have 17 convenient Southern California locations from Oxnard to San Diego to service. They are your one-stop shop for fishing, hunting, and the shooting sports. They offer a full selection of fishing tackle from the top manufacturers like Shimano, Daiwa, Abbott, Abogasuria, Okuma, and many more. Whether you're planning a fishing trip to the Eastern Sierras or running up and offshore from San Diego, their skilled staff will make sure you have the right gear for your on-the-water adventure. You can also join their email list, Sergio, and get their weekly ads and get some of your off-the-hook specials right in your inbox. Remember, Turner's Outdoors, Southern California's number one fishing, hunting, and shooting sports retailer with 17 Southern California locations. You can visit them at www.turners.com.
Yeah, my favorite place is the one there on Brookhurst and Garfield, I think it is, between Garfield and Ellis there in Fountain Valley. They really take very, very good care of me. And the manager there is Mike. Go see Mike. They take unbelievable care.
Yeah, if you need your line spooled, they'll spool your line with new line too.
Yeah, they do everything that you possibly.
And they're amazing.
Okay, I need to give you guys this bit of information. The SWBA is doing their 2014 round 5 Sanderson Farms tournament today. Their weigh-in is at 2 p.m. in Marina del Rey at the MDR launch ramp. It includes all three species. And again, it's an Ironman format, so we wish all the captains and all the teams that are fishing the SWBA round 5 today the best of luck, be safe, and let's see who wins. We'll find out next week. I'm sure they've been launching boats. That's what we haven't heard from our friend Eric, but that's what's going on today, the SWBA round 5, Sanderson Farms. All right, so we were talking about all these things. Let's bring it back to the Ocean Odyssey. I got a report this morning. They're doing quite well, but share some of the techniques we were using, Larry.
Well, there's another thing that we spoke of earlier in the show. Some of you may have just joined us in the last half here. The bait is chovies, anchovies, gang. So be prepared. Owner Hooks has some great hooks for this. The a number two and a number one. Not a one-aught or a two-aught. We're talking a number one or a number two owner fly liner. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a perfect size hook for what they've got going right now, the anchovies. Don't be afraid to bring some 20-pound test. And then have your other rods with the heavier line ready. Because mm-hmm. you never know. These schooling fish, the size could change your very next stop or during a stop. So you've got to have that heavier stuff ready.
Well, I thank God one of our anglers had the heavier stuff because he got into something that we actually had to spend 2.5 hours waiting, and we never saw it. It finally pulled the hook. Mm. Okay, 2.5 hour fight that he would have gotten if he. I think he was saying he was fishing 60-pound braid or 65-pound braid.
Yeah, he was fishing heavy.
Heavy, and took him around boat several times. The good thing for me, I got to watch the World Cup, so no loss there. But it took him a few times around the boat, and you know, need sometimes that heavy line. But like Larry
Captain
says,
Rick thinks it was a very large OPA.
Yeah, well, it could be an OPA. Yeah, the way it looked.
Yeah.
Okay, but like Larry said, you have a choice of hooks. I would say number two, number one, but I would also add number four. Those smaller, because some of those bait are small. Remember, folks, the size of your hook has nothing to do with the size of the fish you're trying to catch. It has to do with the bait you're using. You're trying to match that hook to that bait, a number four, a number two, or a number one. I would also, like Larry said, go with a fly liner. It's a little bit lighter, easier for that bait to wiggle, and you have a choice. You can do it the way Larry likes it, without a ring. I like the ringed ones. It gives the fish more movement, okay, especially when they're so small, okay? So it's just a matter of taste.
And the other thing is that we've had a lot of really nice weather offshore.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a plus. I went with a split shot with mine. A lot of folks like a small sliding sinker,
right?
Just to give you a little extra, you know. And what the other thing it does is, if there's some bird activity, it keeps your bait down off of the surface of the bird.
Yeah, and also keep in mind one thing: if you do it right, okay, what you do is that you do it from, you're actually drifting, so you got the wind in your face. If you're having a hard time casting, just flip that anchovy out. The wind will push the boat out. Just leave it in free spool.
Yep.
It'll go away if you can't cast. Okay, that's an easy way of doing that. Okay, so what else you got, Larry?
Well, there was also some other varieties of fish, just not the yellowfin we caught.
Well, we got yellowfin.
Quite a few yellowtail.
We got yellowtail on the patties,
and our one friend Steve got a very large yellowtail. I think it weighed
it? 27 pounds.
27 pounds. Oops. So there's the little guys, and be ready because there's some bigger.
And we got a Dorado, a very
nice
Dorado.
And we got a Dorado.
Mm-hmm.
And the one yellowfin that I got on the bait when I got to throw a line out there, I had a fish zing off of the corner, and I saw a Dorado jump right where it was. I said, mm-hmm. Oh, I got a Dorado. But no, I think my yellowfin, it ended up being a yellowfin. I think my yellowfin just scared the Dorado and he jumped out right where I was. It was kind of weird.
Well, listen, it was another phenomenal trip on the Ocean Odyssey with Captain Rick Scott at the helm. We had a great, great variety of fish. The different styles, you could use bait. Trolling was the way to go. And then also I fished, again, the hard plastic, one of my favorite lures, and I'll be using that on Thursday for the Barracuda. And I would just, as soon as the troll would go off, I just
on the
drop
slide.
It, fish it on the slide, and you saw me. On my bass rod, we're catching some tuna, and that is just a lot of fun to do.
They were
do.
All over that thing, Sergio. Yeah. It was fun
it
to
was
watch.
Fun, yeah, and I pulled up to a couple of patties and just cast it out. Just don't cast to the actual patty. You're going to get stuck, but just around it. And we got some nice yellowtail, some nice tuna. I think I ended up with, was it four yellowfin and three yellowtail? Okay, I think I kept only two of the yellowfin and one of the yellowtail and handed off the rest, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Guys, when you're on these offshore trips, like the day and a half that we just went on, just listen to your captain. You know, the captain will usually let you know exactly what's going on. Don't try and reinvent anything. They're out there every day. They'll let you know what's going on. And it can get chaotic when a lot of people hook up at the same time. Be patient. They want to see every one of those fish on the boat.
That's right. That's right. And talking about these owner hooks fishing schools, I think it's the best opportunity to go out. We don't charge anything more than regular price on these trips. So there's not an extra charge. Just come on out. You'll get a free seminar. We give out tons of stuff. And I've got a surprise for every single person that comes on Thursday's trip. In fact, give them the information one more time there, Jimmy.
Okay, it's this Thursday, July 17th, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., $65 per person, limited to only 25 people. Give us a call today at 714-969-9750. You're not going to want to miss out on this.
Yeah, and that's the Clemente out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. So make sure that you don't call the landing. You need to call our number because that's our charter. One more time, the number, Jimmy.
The number is 714-969-9750.
There you go.
AnglerChronicles.com, too.
That's right. The entire listing will be found on AnglerChronicles.com, or you can go to our Facebook page.
What, Ron, what's the heading there? Owner Schools?
The Owner Hooks Fishing Schools?
Yeah, on the website.
Oh, yeah, it's just as Owner Schools.
Yeah.
Right. So just go to the website, go up to the top of the menu, and we'll be good to go. So listen, folks, I just want to reiterate, we are back. We had to take those 2 weeks. I hope you guys had a great, safe time. And now we're back. We'll be doing a lot more local fishing. We've got a lot of trips coming up. This is going to be an unbelievable fishing season. Larry, one of the things that tells me it's going to be a great tuna season. We kept seeing something very unusual at Cedrus. And I can tell you it's unusual at Cedrus. Red tuna crabs. Remember that? They were all over the place.
The pelagic tuna crabs.
They were all over the place. So that just tells you, okay, we're ready to go for a great tuna season. So buckle up and get ready because it's going to be a doozy. You agree?
It already has been, and it's just going to continue.
Oh, it's just getting started. I mean, in the season, we've had white sea bass. The barracuda are here. The bass are biting. The rockfish bit. Halibut.
Sea bass.
Yeah, everybody. And now the tuna, which was the missing link. There it is.
Nice.
I'm sorry you're not going to get your albacore this year. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. You think you are?
Well,
You're going to have to try.
Yeah, not locally, but I have some friends that are getting them really good.
All right, folks. Have a great week. We'll be back next week. We'll have a guest in the studio. And
get some fresh drags on your reels.
Oh, I got to do that. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Angler Chronicles, Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. We're signing out.
Well, folks, that's the show for this week. It's time to truck on out of the city and get outside in God's country.
We'll see you next week on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Take me down to the paradise of the world.